So, by this stage in the series, I hope that you have come to understand, at least in a general manner, the way in which the European Court of Human Rights works, and also how we have another system in the world, the Inter-American Court, which works rather differently, even though, on the face of it, they actually performing the same task, which is to implement conventions on human rights and especially apply them to individual cases. So, if they are different, one question which might arise is, do we think that they are going to converge in the future? And my own feeling is that I would not necessarily wish the Inter-American Court to become very much more like the European Court, because if this were to happen, then I think that the human rights of migrants would potentially lose out. And also, even going beyond migrants, one characteristic of the Inter-American Court is that it adopts what it calls itself a pro homine approach, an approach for the human being. And to me, if there is one rationale for human rights, it's really to defend the human being. So I wouldn't want the Inter-American Court to dilute its approach. Potentially, there is a risk that this might happen because, of course, if states get irritated by the court, they will want to diminish the power it has. And in fact, without going into the details of that, there has been, in a sense, act of rebellions by states in the recent past. And so we can see that potentially there is a danger that the Inter-American Court would lose some of its amazing energy and determination at defending human rights. So, what I want to do in the next podcast will be to look at a fairly recent case of the Inter-American Court of Human Rights, a case which was decided in 2013, and see whether the Inter-American Court, in a sense, has continued in the same mode as it adopted in its early days.